Nicholas here on K1AM 1400 FM 93.3, filling in for our own Charlie Tarbaletti right here on this Community Connection brought to you by James Phillips Medical Center, Tulsa Bone and Joint, and First Baptist Church. I have two exciting guests here that I'm very excited about today. Coming in with me, we have Wrestling for a Cause. We have Riker, who is a wrestler, and we have the Price Tower, Deshane Atkins-Williams, the curator, and I'm so excited for both of y'all to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So we'll start with you. Deshane Atkins-Williams, as I point, and we're on the radio, so it's always difficult and I always forget that. Price Tower, a lot of things. You're running through some dates with me before we started this. A lot of dates, so we're going to put you on the spot, and let's go through that calendar a little bit.
Well, we have a wonderful show up right now. It's called The Art of the Tree, and it's the first year that we've done this. It's kind of like a tree festival. We've gotten a lot of donated trees from various organizations, businesses, and individuals, and all of them are available for sale. A good chunk of the proceeds, part of it will go back into the Price Tower to support what we do, and then another portion will actually go into December. We are doing a supply drive, so the admission cost will be waived if you bring in a package of markers, some construction paper, just any type of art supplies that will go back to the Barnesville Public Schools.
And that's the Art of the Tree.
That's the Art of the Tree. Now, we have a couple of other events coming up this Saturday. $20, you can buy a kit, and then we provide the kits and all the supplies to decorate all of the houses. And we'll have some refreshments and probably play a Christmas movie while you decorate your gingerbread house. And then also December 16th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., we will have Santa at Price Tower. So we're having an evening with Santa. We're having a local writer, Rita Brum. Mm-hmm. She's doing a book signing as well, and we're going to have some kids' crafts. You can get your picture taken with Santa, and we'll have some live music. So it'll be a whole evening.
And it sounds like a lot of things getting planned. I think the last time we were talking was early October, and so now we're about a month later and exciting to catch up on all the things happening at the Price Tower. Let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
The Art of the Tree. Now, you said there's a whole lot of trees. Are we talking like live trees, fake trees? Like, what trees are we talking about?
Okay, none of them are real or alive.
Okay.
All of them are fake, or they have been constructed out of something. We really wanted, we encouraged a lot of the donors to be creative with their trees. So some of them are actually made out of copper. Some are made out of little pieces of artwork. Some are made out of, like the general fake trees.
Yeah.
And then you have some that are made out of like pallet wood. So all kinds of different trees. And they're all little pieces of artwork in themselves. And like I said, they're available for purchase, and you can take them home closer to the end of the month. And we have about 18 trees on display, roughly. So we've already sold about 5 or 6 of them already. So we were really excited about that.
And I think you mentioned this just a second ago, but just to clarify,
sure.
The trees, those 18 trees that are here, those were created by other people?
Correct. We had a group from Truity that created one. The Barnesville Community Center, their tree actually was created out of bits and pieces from the community center.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super cool. and then Ambler Architects actually created a tree. They actually recreated the H.C. Price logo, and that's the tree base. So a lot of them really took a variation of ideas and really came up with some really unique trees.
And this is the first year you said that you've done this.
Correct.
So this is where did this idea kind of come from? You just, you know, thought it was a good idea, and then the community kind of was like, hey, we'll absolutely participate in this. We'll absolutely design some trees.
Well, we were trying to kind of come up with a way to participate in the holidays, because as an organization, haven't really done much with Christmas, even though we're a ginormous tree. I mean, the building is based off of a tree. So we thought it was appropriate to try and have kind of a tree festival or a tree show, mm-hmm. Considering we are a large tree.
And so when is this going to run through?
This will, it's opened December 1st, and it will go through December 25th.
All right. So it's entire time for the holiday season. Very cool. You said a copper tree in there. That's exciting to think about. And then you did mention that they're all donated to to you all. And then, again, proceeds for purchasing tree, some of it will go back to the Price Tower. Some of it will go to Bartlesville Public Schools, the arts department and stuff. Exactly. So very cool. That is just one thing. The gingerbread, is that a thing that you guys do often, the gingerbread house making?
We did that
during Christmas, holiday times.
A long, long time ago. And this was the first year after maybe 5 or 6 years of not doing it that we brought it. We decided to bring it back. We got a lot of requests. So we decided to bring it back and try to do a little bit of extra things. And this will be the first year that we'll actually be doing it in the gallery. So the idea of creating these Frank Lloyd Wright gingerbread houses amongst all these Christmas trees is kind of exciting to me in the Price Tower Gallery. So it'll be fun. That whole thing I'm really excited about.
And so you mentioned that you maybe hadn't done holiday things in the past, but now we're going full swing. Not one, but three different things coming up for it. we're going full swing into that. And it is a cool idea to have Frank Lloyd Wright be in his work. Mm-hmm. As you were, and not necessarily the greatest of all things, but be creating a gingerbread house,
which is
perfect. Absolutely, absolutely. Why not? But definitely a holiday thing, and still being able to create and construct something.
Absolutely,
very cool. And you said there was something going on with that, or maybe that was at the Santa.
December 16th. Uh-huh. So the gingerbread is December 10th.
Okay.
And then a week following the December 16th is an evening with Santa, and that's when we have. We have our wonderful local Santa that will be here for photos, and you can tell him what you want for Christmas, and then we'll also have Rita Broom, who's an author, and actually has this particular Santa on her cover.
Wow.
So she will be signing books, and then we'll have a local musician, and then some crafts.
So it's a whole evening.
It's a whole evening.
With Santa. Mm-hmm. That's the name. So evening with Santa. A lot of exciting things going on there as I read and being ridiculous here, not reading the full title. But it sounds exciting. And that, again, so, you know, you're planning all these things. You decide, let's just go all the way into it. And how did you find this author?
She actually contacted us.
Wow.
She realized that... Ron Adams is his name. He's
what?
I know. But anyway, he is. She found out that he was going to be Santa, and so she had asked to participate in this event with him.
Very cool. So it all kind of came together and worked out like that.
Don't tell the kids.
No, Saint Nicholas. That's his name.
Saint Nicholas.
Absolutely. Hopefully they're all in school or not listening right now for that very specific 30 seconds there. But evening with Santa, that is the 16th. Gingerbread is the 10th, and then the art of the tree is going on now.
Correct.
That I've got all the dates down.
Yes.
That's good stuff. So a lot of holiday things and stuff. That's exciting. I guess everyone in that Price Tower is getting kind of in that holiday spirit.
We really are. I mean, we have decked the tower out, including our historical floors. So we're ready for Christmas.
Very exciting. When can people come check that out? I know you said that the gallery is going on, but they want to just check out the Price Tower in general. When can they come and do that?
They can do it all week long. We are closed on Mondays, so Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Sunday from noon to 5.
Sounds great. I think we're going to take a quick little break here on Community Connection, and we're going to come back with Riker the Wrestler. I'm very excited about this. We'll come back in a minute.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And we're back here for Community Connection right here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. I am joined by Riker, a pro wrestler here.
How's it going?
Doing well. So I'll be honest with you. While I have heard about Wrestling for a Cause, I do not quite know what that is. Can you explain that to me?
We are a wrestling organization. We put on professional wrestling shows, and all the money goes to families with that are affected by childhood cancer.
Okay.
We're doing a show here in Bartlesville on December 17th at the American Legion. Tickets are $10 at the door, and all the money for this show is going to go to Wrestling for a Cause to help keep us afloat so we can continue benefiting families.
And so is this a kind of a, not necessarily traveling act, but you do it in more cities than just Bartlesville?
Absolutely. We've done two in Bartlesville before for a family, a kid named Kieran who had cancer, and I believe he's in remission, so it's good to hear. But yeah, we travel all around Northeast Oklahoma.
Okay. And so Wrestling for a Cause, and there's I would assume several wrestlers, not just you out there.
Yeah, there's quite a few of us.
Okay, good. I mean, I would enjoy just watching you wrestle. So you travel around Northeast Oklahoma. You're in Oklahoma, Bartlesville right now. You mentioned that you had done it for I forget his name already.
Kieran.
Yes. Earlier. Is there somebody specifically you're doing it for here, or is it just kind of a general, as many people as we can help kind of thing?
This time it's WFC Christmas. It's our annual Christmas show that benefits the Wrestling for a Cause organization so that we don't have to take any money away from the families that we do shows for, and we can give them all the proceeds. So this one, our Christmas event is like a huge deal. We have Santa there. We every kid in attendance gets a present, which is kind of neat. You know, we'll have concessions. We have pulled pork nachos. They're delicious.
Wow. I'm sold.
Yeah. If anything, come for the pulled pork nachos. We have a silent auction, raffles. It's just a great family-friendly event.
Absolutely. And so where is this going to be?
It's going to be at the American Legion. The last one we did was there, too. It sold really well. You know, we hope to see everyone come back. Everyone always has a good time.
And you said December 17th, 7 p.m. We have this note here, December 17th, 7 p.m. Where can they get, you said tickets, where can they get tickets? Where can they get tickets?
Tickets are going to be sold at the door.
Okay.
So doors open at 6:30. You line up, pay your $10, come in, first come, first serve, as far as like front row seats go.
Great. That sounds amazing. And again, to be honest with you, I didn't really know much about Wrestling for a Cause before. Again, I had heard about it. But how did you kind of get involved with Wrestling for a Cause?
I started wrestling about 3 years ago, and you know, in different promotions around Oklahoma, and came across Wrestling for a Cause. Saw what a great thing they were doing for children and for families. I mean, just for the, you know, 2 or 3 hours we're there to see the smiles on the kids' faces who are going through such a hard time is, you know, such a great feeling. You know, so I begged and begged, hey, book me, and you know, started getting on, and just kind of, you know, stuck with it, and it's fantastic.
It's such a cool thing to see somebody. I mean, wrestling is such a fun show to watch. It's so much fun to be there, but to take something and be able to turn it into something that helps others and to benefit, especially children. Cancer is such a terrible, terrible thing, but to try to help them as many ways as possible. It's such a cool experience and such a unique experience. There's so many different things people can do to fundraise, but Wrestling for a Cause is unique and it's different.
Absolutely. And you know, at the same time, it's the best wrestling show you're going to see within 300 miles. You know, we have a great production. We have great talent. We have a few guys who were trained by guys from WWE. Got Aaron Anders is going to be wrestling Skylar Faden. They've both been trained by WWE wrestlers. Matt Durden, he's another local, he's from Bartlesville. He's going to be wrestling Mr. Nasty, one of our most popular wrestlers. it's going to be awesome.
So this is definitely not, this is not some like amateur production here. This is a real deal. This is huge.
It's a real deal. We have full production film crews come in. They film the shows. We make DVDs. You can find some of the stuff on our YouTube channel, mm-hmm. WFC Charity, on Facebook. It's full-blown production.
That sounds, again, it's so exciting. And again, it's so exciting to see, and I assume, you know, you're here and you're very passionate about this, and you're very passionate about, again, helping those children there through, you know, through wrestling, but you're so passionate about it, and I would assume that everybody who you work with is just the same way as you are, which is exciting to see, you know, one, two, three, four, a group of people just so passionate about doing this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we have a lot of people who aren't even wrestlers that come and donate their time and their money and anything they can do to help Wrestling for a Cause, which is just awesome. It's a great cause. You know, Tim Rockwell, he's one of our most popular wrestlers, but he's also the one who founded WFC back in 2011. That guy has more passion in his heart for families affected by childhood cancer than anybody I've ever seen. He's just a great guy, puts on great shows. He dedicates all his time to doing this. And he's a pretty big star of the show.
You sound like you're a pretty big star, Riker. Do you have a match coming up with this?
I do. Tim Rockwell was actually the WFC heavyweight champion going mm-hmm. into last show on, it was last Saturday, and he kind of got screwed out of it by his ex-best friend, the worst guy ever, X-Cal, who repeatedly kicked this man in the head. Tim Rockwell had a concussion, mind you. Mm-hmm. So the director of operations threw in the towel, granted X-Cal the heavyweight championship, and this show on December 17th, I get to wrestle X-Cal for that heavyweight title.
Wow. I didn't know we were in the presence of all like a heavyweight contender here. Oh, my goodness. You should have led with that. If nothing else, come see our friend Riker here compete for the heavyweight.
That's
awesome. You should have lived with that. Oh my goodness. So that was an understatement I had in here saying that you know, do you have a match? You have a good match coming up? Obviously you do. So that's very cool. And again, just to relate this all back, you're competing for the heavyweight title, which is great for you. But also you're competing and wrestling for the cause.
Oh yeah.
So it all you know, whatever goes down, it all goes back to those kids and helping them out. And again, that's so exciting to see. Again, you here who are so passionate and so excited about what you do and helping others. That's really special to see.
Oh yeah, and this is going to be a special show. WFC Christmas is always one of my favorite shows of the year, just because we have all the decorations. We have Santa Claus. Kids can talk to him, take pictures with him. We have elves. You know, they all get presents. I mean, it's just a huge family friendly event. And on top of that, we always have great matches. You know, my title match isn't the only one that night. There's the Hometown Heroes title's on the line with Dmitry Alexandrov's going to try to take it off Paul Puerto Rico. so it's just going to be a fun event.
And I know you mentioned this a little bit earlier. You mentioned a YouTube page. You have this show obviously coming up December 17th, 7 o'clock p.m. at the American Legion. But you'd also mentioned that you wrestle, you know, kind of all around Northeastern Oklahoma.
Yes.
You do with things. How can people, I guess, follow along with y'all? How can they? You mentioned a YouTube page. You guys have social media or something?
We do. We are very active on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can look up Wrestling for a Cause. Like us on Facebook. If you have any friends or family that are affected by childhood cancer, you can contact us through Facebook so we can schedule a show to benefit them. Or you can contact tim@wfccharity.com. It's tim@wccharity.com. You can send them an email, and we can do what we can to help the family in need.
Absolutely. I think we're going to take a quick little break. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap things up here on Community Connection right here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And we're back here on Community Connection on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Ben Nicholas here with you, filling in for our own Charlie Tarabelletti. And boy, Charlie missed a good one today, if I do say so myself. Joined here by the Price Tower, Deshane Atkins-Williams, who is a curator and Wrestling for a Cause with Riker, who is in the match for the heavyweight title coming up. We mentioned a lot of dates. We mentioned a lot of dates. And every time I feel like we have a community connection with you, Deshane, that we always go through the dates at the ends, but I always want to do this to make sure we just plug it one more time. We have everything in order, so I'll let you add it. Let's go through the dates.
Okay, everything that's going on in December at Price Tower. For Art of the Tree, it's starting December 1st through the December 25th. Then we have Gingerbread, which is this Saturday, December 10th, from 1 to 4. And then we have our Evening with Santa, December 16th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
All right, and passing the mic over here to Riker, you have a show coming up here, Wrestling for a Cause, the American Legion. When is that?
Yep, WFC Christmas, American Legion, on Saturday, December 17th. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets are $10, and it's the best family-friendly pro wrestling you're going to get within 300 miles. I promise you that.
Sounds good, and there's pork nachos.
Pulled pork nachos.
Sounds
fantastic.
Good. Well, thank you both for coming in. I'm excited. We're going to have all of this on our website at BartlesvilleRadio.com. If you guys want to go listen to it, or if anybody else wants to get those dates and everything down, I appreciate you both coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
If you remember school or are in school now, you know what the phrase final exam